Hey everybody, here I am, Sharon, talking from my she shed. Actually, no, I'm walking home. My inspiration for taking my walk is to go to the Merchant Mall, if I have a few bucks here and there, and to buy yarn, because they have it for little money. I'm an addict, what can I say? Right now I'm making a... I'm making a shawl. I call it my Sassenach shawl. I got a ringtone on my phone, and it's Sam Huguen's voice saying Sassenach. I can't say it like he does, but anyway, I just laugh. I just giggle every time I hear it. Anyway, I'm making a shawl similar to the ones that that Claire wears. Not Claire. Well, yeah, she does too. That the women wear on Outlander. I just love them. They just look so warm and cozy. And I'm making it from yarn that I got at the Merchant Mall. So, yay. You know, today I just felt drawn to... I looked out in the backyard and my husband was laying out on the grass, which is not typical of him. He was tired. He was laying out on the grass. And then he got up and he laid out in the recliner chair that I got him and put his feet up on another chair, and he covered his head, his face, with a hat. And I'm thinking, he's soaking in the rays because it's warm. It feels so good. It's a beautiful, beautiful day. But you know, this is the calm before the storm. And that's what God was talking to me about. Enjoy the calm before the storm. Be prepared always, and I'm not just talking about an atmospheric storm, you know, one that you see on the Weather Channel. Any storm. Always walk in calm. Always walk in peace before the storm. Yeah, and so what I did was I went out there and at first. Was just kind of standing, and then I thought, well, we've got a little swing on our back porch. I'll just go over there and sit. And eventually I ended up laying down and closing my eyes. I didn't sleep or anything, but I thought, oh, this feels so good. And I thought, well, I can't just lay here. I could have, but we had... Our neighbors got some visitors next door, and I wasn't able to fall asleep because they were just having way too much fun over there. So I thought, well, I'm going to get up, and I'm going to take a walk. And I did. I decided I'd go up to the Merchant Mall, have a few bucks, and I'm just going to go and see what they have. You can hear the jays talking. Yep, blue jays. Anyway, and on the way, I hear my name. This man hollers out my name, Sharon. And I thought, what in the world? And I turned around, and I did not know who this man was. And then eventually, I figured it out, but I just had no idea he lived on our street. So when you see somebody that's out of their element, sometimes it's real hard to figure out who they are. So anyway, he and I got to talking. And... I have been using the Bible app, YouVersion Bible app, for years, and I discovered last week sometime that you can make notes on Bible verses. So I've been studying, it's a year-long study, and I'm just committed to it. I'm doing it every morning, and I have committed to actually taking notes or making comments and highlighting things. And this gentleman was telling me, he says, I just had to tell you what happened. And I thought, huh? And then I remembered, oh yeah, that's right, he's on that Bible app too. Well, he told me a story about something that I said that changed his mind about how he would respond to something. And he thanked me, and I thought, whoa, wow. You never know how God is going to use your words. So, choose them carefully, and part of choosing your words carefully is being calm in the storm, being calm ahead of the storm. But it also helps you prepare for the storm, amen? So being calm in the storm, that'll preach. What happened to Peter when he stopped being calm in the storm? Yeah, he looked down and went, ah! And Jesus says, pretty much, silly Peter. Anyway, I guess that's it for today. I just wanted to touch base with you, and I have not forgotten about my little podcast. I only broadcast when I know that God has something He wants to say. Yes, we have a storm coming, and we need it. We've all been praying for rain. But enjoy each day according to what is given you. And remember, what's given you is never given to you to keep. God gives you everything to share. So if He has given you a measure of peace, as He did me, He gave it to you to give away. So give away some peace today. And you don't really give it away. All you do is share a measure of what God has given you. And He will fill it up. What does the word say? Shaken down and filled over the top. It just flows overflowing is the word I was looking for. So give what God has given you today, and you will see, I promise you, if you give what God has given you, you will be provided more exceedingly and abundantly than you could ever ask or think. So have a great day. Enjoy the calm before the storm. And enjoy the storm. Why not? You have a choice. God bless you. Thanks for listening. And we'll talk again soon from my she shed. Bye-bye now.